my beautiful love muffins, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to my OG listeners, hey girl, hey, hey boy, hey, what's poppin', what's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. And my loves, this is an exciting one because this is our 200th episode of Manifest Daily. Cause like, what? Like, that is absolutely wild to me. Like, I literally went into my podcast, like the back end, to figure out what number this episode was, because I'm trying to get better at naming the podcast episodes with a specific naming convention on the back end. The more that I record, and obviously now that there's going to be a second podcast, I have to like be a little bit more organized with like my naming conventions and how I'm saving everything. So I was like, let me go and see what episode number this is. And I went to look and I saw that this is number 200, which is absolutely wild. Like, we have come such a long way, my love, such a long way since episode one. I know a lot of you guys are starting from episode one. So if you listen to this and maybe you decide to go back to episode one, let me tell you something right now. It's a whirlwind. The amount of things that have happened since episode one is absolutely wild to me. Like, it feels like a completely different lifetime, a completely different place. And I was in a completely different place, and I was absolutely doing completely different things. The podcast, the name has changed three different times, or like two different times. I had two different names before this. Or was it one? No, it was the DeAndre Nicolette podcast first, and then it was Ascend, and then it was Manifest Daily. And when I landed on the name Manifest Daily, something in me just knew that this was it. But my loves, I'm super, super excited for this episode. This is going to actually be an episode where we are doing some affirmations. I know you guys have missed the affirmations episode. And of course, this is the week where I'm also hosting the 7-day affirmation challenge. So if this is the first time you're hearing of this challenge, I'll have the page links below. I was originally going to close down the page so people couldn't join the challenge after it started. But every single day I'm sending out a brand new email with affirmations and tips on how to use affirmations, how to incorporate them into your life. So if you are interested in joining the challenge, it's obviously free. I'll link that down below. You won't get the first two or three emails, depending on if you join tomorrow, if you join Wednesday. However, you'll get all of the other emails moving forward. And this is, again, a 7-day affirmation challenge. So today we're doing some affirmations in this episode. And I'll put the timestamp for the affirmations down below, because before we go into the affirmations, I kind of just want to chat with you guys and catch up a little bit on some stuff that I've kind of caught y'all up on Instagram. But I know a lot of you guys don't follow me over on Instagram, so I want to give y'all the tea here. So the like I said, the timestamp for when the affirmations are actually starting will be in the show notes, so that if you come back to this episode and you want to listen to this episode over again to listen to those affirmations, you can skip the entire intro or like chatty part of this episode. So the first thing that I wanted to catch you guys up on was the fact that I started swim lessons. So I remember telling you guys this. I believe I may have said it in a past podcast, but I don't know how to swim. And I have this very, very, very intense fear of the water. And I don't have any, you know, proof, if you will, but I strongly, firmly believe that in a past life, I was drowned, or I did drown. And the reason is because when I get into the water, I have typically felt this very strong fear of the water. Even things like driving over bridges that go over bodies of water, or getting close to a body of water and seeing the mass of the body of water, I get really nervous. I kind of have a shallow breath, like I'm just, my heart beats a little faster, things like that. So I have this, you know, bit of a fear of the water. And because of that, I also have a goal of wanting to swim. And I wanted to learn how to swim ever since I was younger, because I wanted to get over this fear, wanted to show myself that I could conquer this fear. And I also want to learn how to swim because it's just a generally good exercise for the body. It's like supposed to be easier on the joints. Y'all know my knees ain't good. I ain't got no mega knees. Okay, my knees be crackling and snappling and popping all over the damn place. So I need an exercise that's gonna be good on my knees. So I started swim lessons. And when I tell you guys, absolute best decision that I could have made. I'm so proud of myself, because going into the lessons, I remember we were sitting in the room, and the lessons are actually split up over the course of two weekends. So it's two weekends, Saturday and Sunday, about 3 hours each day. And on the first day, we had a half hour like info session where the instructor, Cheryl, she was sort of telling us like, here's what to expect. Here's how the classes are run. Here's how we do things. And I really appreciated this because in that session, she let us know that one, we're going to be patient with you, right? She's like, I have a list of things that I would love for you guys to be able to do by the end of the class. But she goes, if by the end of the last class, the most that you can do is hang on to the wall and kick your feet a little bit, but you don't have an immense fear of the water anymore. She's like, you've made progress. Like that's movement from where you started when you first came in. And as she was talking, I could feel myself making faces because one thing about me is that I have a very, very expressive face. Like you're not about to find me playing poker nowhere because baby, I would give myself away so quick with just the faces that I make. Like you could tell exactly how I am feeling by looking at my face. So she was like looking at me and we had these moments where she kept laughing because she was like, oh my God, you look absolutely terrified. Like she was talking about putting our face underwater, swimming across the pool, like all these different things that I was like, I know I came here to learn and I came here to obviously get over this fear, but like, obviously, I know you guys have fears, and if you're ever put into a situation where you're literally about to face a fear of yours, like, it's terrifying. As much as you know, like, okay, I want to get over this. I want to learn. I want to be better. I don't want to be afraid of this. I don't want this to hold me back. It's still such a scary ass thing to put yourself out there and to put yourself in a situation where you are literally terrified. So when I tell you, going from that specific place and mindset where I started literally walking into that class Saturday, what was it, morning, afternoon, I think class started at like 12:30, 11:30, something like that, to where I am now, I am so proud of myself. Y'all, I was swimming across the pool. So we started with day one where we literally had to put our face in the water. And I remember she was like, okay, we had on our goggles, which, oh my God, best investment ever. If you swim and you don't like getting water in your eyes, which I don't like getting water in my eyes at all. Even when I take a shower, I hate getting water in my eyes. Like I always have to like dry my eyes like a little bit with my towel before I open them after washing my face. Goggles, best thing ever. So we had to like put our face in the water and submerge our face. And like, I could feel my body repelling against it. Like I would literally tilt my head to put my face in, my nose would get close to the water. And I would gasp and spring back because I was just like, it was an automatic reaction. It was that automatic fear. And my big first step was putting my face into the water. Again, super small. I know some of you guys listening to this who maybe have swam since you came out the womb, you're like, girl, that ain't nothing. But it was something for me. Okay, it was something for me. So we started with that. By the end of the first class, we learned how to float on our face, like front-facing float. So what I mean by that is how do we actually start this? I can't remember what the movements were, but like basically it was this thing where we were putting our face in the water and then we were learning how to like just let our body float. And I am very, very muscular. So throughout the class, it was kind of explained to me that we all have different buoyancy levels. So some people in the class had more fat on their body than others and they were able to float a little bit better. The guys in the class and also like some of the other women who were also built kind of like me where they were more muscular, we didn't really float like, you know, as high. So the instructor was explaining that if your feet are off the ground, like if you're not holding your body down with your feet touching the ground or something touching the ground, you're floating. So for me, that didn't look like being all the way at the top of the water. Like it looked like my legs were, I was kind of like floating diagonally, but that's what it meant for my body because I was just more muscular. And I think even learning about that, because I think when you hear floating, you're thinking you have to be horizontal, you have to be at the top of the water. That's not how everyone's body works. So having an instructor who was able to explain to me the differences in how my body would work, the differences in how, you know, things would look like for me, like I wasn't going to do certain things the way other people in the class were going to do them because our bodies are all different and our lung capacity is all different. And like just the way we're built is all different. But by the end of the second class, y'all, I was like swimming, like propelling myself through the water. I'm underwater with my little goggles on and I am using my arms to push the water back and propel myself across to swim across the pool. And I just like spent like a good half hour just doing that back and forth because I was so happy and so proud of myself for even getting to that place. Like, I mean, I knew that if I pushed myself and if I tried that I could do it, but to actually go from knowing where I was walking into that first class. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw when I posted that story and I literally told y'all I was terrified. Like, that was not an exaggeration at all. I was terrified. I was shaking. To swimming across the pool, girl, listen, somebody sign me up for the Olympics because, baby, it was just, I was so happy. We also worked on back float. So like basically floating on our backs, which I struggled with that. And I think a big part of that is the letting go, right? And that's why I think swimming is such a really great thing to learn. If you don't know how to swim, and if you struggle with the idea of letting go, with the idea of surrender, swimming, learn how to swim. Learn how to swim. Because when I tell you, so much of the work of swimming is mindset. It's literally learning to trust the water, learning to trust that if you let go of the wall, you will float. If you let go, you're in the middle of the pool, you're not gonna drown. You will float. The water wants to lift you up. But if you fight it, if you resist, if you push, if you deny what is natural, you will sink. You feel me? So I was working on the back float and I was really, really, really struggling with that portion of the letting go, because letting go from the front felt easier to me somehow. Doing it on my back and having to really allow the water to hold me up from my back was a struggle for me. So by the end of the second class, I will say that I didn't get that back float. I was really, really struggling with that part. And I know that's something that I want to work on for the next class. But another thing that happened was that I got a bunch of water in my ear during the back float. All that swimming back and forth the pool under the water, ain't no water went in my ear. But the minute my ass was fighting against the back float and thrashing around, well, I wasn't thrashing around that bad. I actually really wasn't, which was super surprising to me that I wasn't freaking out. Like, I genuinely did not freak out. And even the instructor at one point in time, like, she was helping me out like one-on-one, and she was like, I'm so proud of you and I'm so surprised by this, because she was like, from the faces you were making and the way you looked absolutely petrified when we were talking about what we'd be working on, I would not have guessed you would be here after like the first or second class. So super excited to hear that. But I got a bunch of water in my ear doing the backflow, and y'all, I gotta go to the doctor today because like I cannot hear. I tried everything. Like, I tried the little swimmer drops. I tried sleeping on that side of my ear. I tried shaking my head, like all the things that Reddit and the internet told me to do. I tried. Still water in my ear. And the last thing I want is an ear infection. I've never gotten an ear infection in my life, but I have heard ear infections are absolutely like wild and awful. So I was like, let me take my ass to the doctor. Okay, let me go to the doctor and let me have them get this water out of my ear so that I am hopefully good. But I wanted to share that because I always tell y'all to, like, you know, take leaps and try new things and push yourself outside of your comfort zone. Like, that's how you grow. That's how you evolve. That's how you allow yourself to go to the next level, whatever that next level looks like for you. And I always like to bring the stories of me doing it in my life so I could show y'all that, like, I'm listening to my words too. When I catch myself not listening to the things that I say, when I catch myself, you know, wanting to shrink and wanting to hold myself back and wanting to not speak up and wanting to not put myself out there, I have to be like, no, Deandra, like, we gotta move with the type of energy that we be talking about. And for me, that was starting something like swim lessons. Another thing I wanted to talk about really quickly was this update that I sort of have been doing on like Instagram and TikTok about dating. What else is new? I think I might have mentioned this in an episode, but I recently decided to take another break from the apps. Y'all know if you're single and on dating apps, they take a toll on you. They take a toll on you because, well, for many different reasons, but for me personally, it gets to this point where I start to feel very hopeless about my love life, and I start to feel like, well, it's just hard to find anyone and whatever, and I start to affirm these things to myself that I personally don't want to affirm. I don't want myself to ever begin to truly believe that I will never meet my person. And dating apps, when I use them for a long, extended period of time, I find myself slipping into that mindset of hopelessness. I don't know why I said it like that. Hopelessness. I think I wanted to say hopefulness. And I was like, no. Hopelessness. I saw this TikTok, and this is exactly what I was telling a friend the other day. So the TikTok was basically this girl had said, she was like, listen, I don't really go out that much. I be in my house, I go to places to run errands, whatever. I don't be on Hinge that much. I don't be on the apps that much. But I expect to meet the love of my life this year. And another woman stitched it, and she was talking about how we need to get rid of this idea that in order to meet someone, in order to meet your person, you got to be forcing yourself to go out and do all these different things, because if you don't, you won't meet someone. And I was telling a friend this the other day, because I said, I genuinely want to continue to push myself outside of my comfort zone, to try new things, to go to new places. But I want to do that not with the expectation or with the hopeful outcome of meeting someone. I want to do that for myself. I want to go to new places, try new things, pick up new skills, take lessons in whatever, because I am genuinely interested in a new sport or new type of activity or whatever. I don't want to find myself pushing myself to do certain things for the sake of and for the possible outcome of meeting a man. Because I feel like when you start to think of it that way, it's almost like the same mentality as using a dating app, right? Think about it. When you use a dating app, you're swiping and you're swiping and you're swiping with the intention and the hopeful outcome of meeting your perfect guy or your perfect girl, your perfect person. When you're dating or when you're going out and pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, you're saying, okay, I gotta go to a bar tonight. I gotta go to the bar by myself tonight. Not because I wanna go to the bar and have a drink, but because I feel like if I don't go to the bar and sit at the bar by myself, if I'm at home watching Love Island UK, I ain't never gonna meet nobody. And that, I feel like, is something that we have to get rid of. Like, just the idea that we have to force ourselves to do things that we are not really interested in, but we think that we should be doing for the sake of meeting someone. The idea of going and sitting at a bar and having a drink to have a drink by myself does not entice me. I don't really drink. Let me tell you the type of drinker I am. I'm the type of drinker, I don't even lie to y'all, I drink when I genuinely want to get tipsy and like turn up. That's how I like to drink. You won't find me having a glass of wine after work. You won't find me making a random cocktail. I mean, I did that like a couple times because I had this bottle of tequila and I was making some different recipes to try stuff out. And I was like having fun with experimenting with like cooking and cocktail and mixology. And that was interesting to me. But you won't genuinely find me going to the bar to have a drink for fun. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. I think that's dope. I think if that's what you're interested in, if you are someone that you like, cocktails and you're interested in flavors and alcohols and like, whatever, and you want to go sit at the bar and taste different tequilas or have a beer and watch whatever, that's so dope. Like, if that's interesting to you, do that. Because guess what? When you do that and when you go out and you're doing something that you love and you're having fun with, because you want to, you're gonna give off the energy of, I wanna be here. I am excited to be here. I love the fact that I am here. Versus if my ass try to do that, I'm about to be sitting at that bar uncomfortable as hell. Because I don't really drink like that. And two, what am I doing there? If you catch me at the bar, baby, trust and believe I'm having a sushi roll. I'm having a sushi roll and probably some appetizers too. And I'm gonna have some ice cream at the end and maybe a piece of cake. Okay, I'm going out to eat. That's my thing. I'm gonna go out to eat. Or I'm gonna go out to like see a movie by myself. Or I'm gonna go out and run my errands at Target. Or I'm gonna go out and go to Pilates class and pick up a coffee and come home. I remember feeling like, well, should I be going to the bar and sitting by myself? Should I be going to lounges? Should I be going to this type of place and this type of event and this type of thing? Because this is where people are. And I feel like when you start to think with that mentality, you're losing the aspect of doing what you genuinely want to do. Instead of listening to where you feel called to go and where you want to go, you're starting to think with the mentality of shoulds and coulds and I needs to. Like, no, you don't need to do anything that you don't want to do. You're the only person that has control over your autonomy. You don't need to go to the bar. You don't need to go to that game. You don't need to go to that lounge if you don't want to. If you want to spend your entire Sunday in bed, and the only time you've left your house is to go out on that hot girl walk and come home, and you're going to spend the rest of your day doing laundry in your house and cleaning up because you want to have fun in your house. You're wearing your face mask. You're listening to your podcast. You're watching your TV shows. You're listening to your music. And that is your perfect Sunday. Do that. Because guess what? When you do that and you're sitting in that energy where you're so excited about how you're spending your time and how you're spending your days, you're going to radiate that energy. And so when people, you know, are like, oh, you gotta be going out and you gotta, no, the fuck I don't. No, I don't. And excuse my, don't excuse my language. Girl, listen. I'm marking this one as explicit, but whatever. It's like, no, I don't. I'm going to do whatever I want. You know, I'm a grown woman who... No. So I genuinely have always felt that. And I love seeing that TikTok because I'm so tired of people being like, oh, you got to force yourself to go. No, the fuck I don't. Because if I don't want to be there, I'm going to be there. I'm going to have forced myself to go there. But then I'm going to be there mad as hell. I'm going to be there annoyed. And like I said, one thing about my face, it's just going to show exactly what I'm feeling. And trust me, I don't want to be at no bar looking annoyed. Because what person is going to, even if there is a cute guy there, he's not even going to want to talk to me because I'm going to be sitting there looking annoyed as hell. You feel me? So do the things that you want to do. Go to the places that you want to go to. Explore the things that you want to explore. And you will meet that person. You will attract that person in due time. And whether, even if you're not single and you're listening to this, friendships too, especially if you're calling in friendships, do the things that you love. Go to the places that you want to go to. Like, allow those connections to form organically. And I feel like it really is a little bit of a harder process because you are leaning into that trust. You're leaning into that surrender. You're leaning into knowing that just by being yourself and doing the things that you want to do and allowing yourself to explore the things that you want to explore, that you will attract the relationships that are meant to come into your life. And it takes an immense amount of faith and surrender and trust to believe that. It is hard. I'm not sitting here saying it's easy. I mean, it can be easy. You know, you don't have to affirm it's hard, but I found that on my journey, some days are harder than others. Some days I'm like living my best life, laying in bed and doing whatever. Like this weekend, I had so much fun. The swim lessons took up a lot of time. And the rest of my time I spent just like in bed. I was on my cycle. So for me, it was a moment of going inward, of resting, of allowing myself to honor my desire to be still. But there are other days where it's like, I'm not doing much of anything and I'm kind of bored and I'm like, I wish I had something to do. But then that's the thing, like those moments, you can also choose to fill those moments with other things that you want to try or do or experience. You can also choose to be grateful for those moments, because I also recognize in that there are some people that have to work all the time that don't get a moment for rest, that don't get a moment for stillness. And so I like to be grateful for those moments when I have them, even when I'm bored, because I know that I won't always have them in this way. I'm keeping busy, right? Swim lessons. I'm actually looking into adult ballet lessons. When I was younger, I really wanted to learn ballet. And I told my parents, and around the time that we found a class for me where it was like a beginner class, I remember going to that, and it was ballet and jazz, and I did it for a year. And I actually stopped and never continued because I felt really embarrassed, because out of all the kids in the class, I was the tallest, I was the oldest, and I was also the only Black person in the class. So I felt very, very much like an elephant in the room. And it made me so uncomfortable that I didn't even want to continue, even though I really genuinely enjoyed learning ballet and jazz. We also did some tap with that too. But I've been looking into adult ballet lessons because I'm like, you're never too old to learn. One of the guys in my swim classes, he's 75 years old. He's 75 years old. And he's like, I've never learned how to swim. And he's like, I want to learn. Imagine having that mentality of like, if you want to do something, who cares how old you are? Who cares how young you are? If you want to do it, do it. If you have the means to do it, do it. Right? So I found some lessons in my area and I emailed the people about it to see when the fall lessons open up and what days they're offered, if I can like attend on those days. But I'm like, I want to do ballet. And I also want to learn golf. And I also want to learn tennis. I have so many things that I want to do and learn and try and experiment. And that's the fun of life. Like, just experimenting. I'm not saying I'm trying to be an Olympic swimmer. I mean, but you know, you never know. But I'm not saying I'm trying to be the best swimmer. I'm not trying to be the best, you know, ballet dancer. I'm not trying to compete with tennis, but I want to learn. I want to have these skills. I want to be able to try new things. And that is part of the joy of life for me, at least. I love learning and I love trying new things. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. So really hope that this helped you guys in some way, especially for those of you who want to try something new, but maybe you're feeling nervous, or maybe you're feeling like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this because I'm too old. You're never too old. You're never too old. I'm 28 and I'm looking into these ballet lessons. I told you the guy in my swim class, he's 75 and he's taking swim lessons alongside me. Like, you're never too old. It's never too late unless you tell yourself it is. And that's simply not true unless you want it to be true. Okay, my loves, that is the intro, quote unquote, not really an intro, just a chatty part, just a different section. I'm like, should I split this up? But I did promise you guys the affirmation, so I want to get into those. So go ahead and get yourself into a quiet place, or get yourself into a place where you feel comfortable saying these affirmations out loud, whether that be in your car, in your bathroom as you're doing your nighttime or morning routine, or even right before bed, or if it's early in the morning. And let's go ahead and get into these affirmations. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am constantly guided and supported on my path. I am constantly guided and supported on my path. I have the right resources and financial support to achieve my goals. I have the right resources and financial support to achieve my goals. I am creating the life of my dreams. I am creating the life of my dreams. I am showing up in alignment with the energy that attracts everything that I could ever want or need. I am showing up in alignment with the energy that attracts everything that I could ever want or need. Okay, my loves, those were the affirmations. I truly hope that you enjoyed this episode. Again, I will have the link for the affirmation challenge down below. I chose to put in the affirmations from day one into this episode, but we literally have 5 affirmations going out by email every single day. So over the course of the 7 days, you guys are gonna get 35 affirmations total. Feel free to drop in, join the challenge down below, and I will chat with you guys in the very next episode. Of course, if you wanna see me or chat with me in between between then. You can find me on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok these days, YouTube, literally all the things. And I want to thank you so much for being here. And I will chat with you guys in the very next episode. Bye, my loves.